Take a moment and get your bearings, woman. I'd say don't lose your head, but, well, that ship has long since sailed. I know he's around here somewhere, hiding somewhere in this mist-riddled forest. I can practically smell him. The one I've been pining for. The one who will make me complete. It feels like an eternity I've been stalking this perfect prey. Many came before him. Many fell to this very blade that thirsts to taste his flesh. None of them could compare to this immaculate specimen of a man. So young, so fresh, so overflowing with vitality. My hunger for him has become immeasurable. The only way to sate this ravenous starvation is for us to become one. I simply must have his head. Ah. We must be getting close, this old steed and I. There's no denying that the pull on my soul, the place where my heart should be, feels stronger. My connection to this man is inescapable. He shall not escape me. And honestly, is he even attempting to escape me? If he tries to hide, he does a poor job of concealing himself. The smoke from his campfire is like a beacon from this distance. Never mind the light cast from the flames. My precious boy, do you not know how apparent you make yourself to predators? You endanger your very existence by being so obvious. I know not if I should simply charge in and take what's mine, or if I should speak with him first. Good evening, traveler. What brings you into this forest on such a chill, misty night as this? I see. Your device has lost power. And you are lost. That is indeed most unfortunate. Darling traveler, do you not feel fear gazing upon me? Most peculiar. It feels as though there's more to your story than I had originally anticipated. Correct. This is not the first time my gaze, for lack of a better term, has fallen upon you. You must possess some sort of paranormal perception to have been made aware of my presence previously. Not that you know of. When it comes to humans, especially such innocent and young ones as yourself, such things are often overlooked. Or worse yet, explained away as some sort of mental illness that requires pharmaceutical correction. You're surprised I've heard of such things. I've observed this world for centuries. I witness, but I am largely separate from the affairs of this world. Aside from taking my yearly tribute, that is. What could that tribute be? I do wonder. Although I am certain that you are far from as dense as you're feigning to be in this moment. My tribute is to claim the head of a human as my own, annually. Unfortunately, it never seems to last. I seek only to become whole again. My heart and my blade hunger for completion, to taste the flesh of a human that I may briefly experience sensations through the lingering flickers that spark through their neurons before their brain gives way to permanent, welcoming, abyssal darkness. That you sit here so calmly is troubling, darling. It must be more than mere shyness. Surely by now you've realized why I've appeared before you. You've heard the legends, the stories that circulate regarding these woods. These woods and the monster that inhabits them. You claimed to be lost and yet made no real efforts to leave the forest. To be truthful, you've made camp here. To leave in the morning when it's easier to find your way. If that's the story you need to tell yourself, so be it. Were you not partly hoping for this very outcome? If you had other aspirations, now is the time to confess and voice them. I highly doubt you'll get another chance to do so. So soft-spoken that I can scarcely hear you. Allow me to dismount, since you're being so cooperative and calm. It would be cruel to just ride by and collect my prize in the normal fashion. Come to me, darling. There's a good lad. Now, kneel and meet your destiny. So obedient, such a good boy. Feel the weight of the blade as the tip rests on your clothed shoulder. No need to tremble. Worry not, it shall be over quickly. You deserve that much. What did you say? Look up at me and speak clearly. Repeat yourself. Do it. Tears shining in those big, deep eyes. Oh, darling. I know these leather gloves may feel rough against your soft skin, but allow me to wipe those tears away from your cheeks. Take my hands and get to your feet. No. I have changed my mind. I thought that the best way to indulge in the brief moments of sensory overload would be to see the world through your expression-filled eyes. But now I understand my mistake. This world has failed you somehow, made you feel inadequate, that you are lesser. Unworthy. If it were within my power, I would hunt down any who've brought you harm, and be as a demon of vengeance against them. But darling, do you not realize how truly special you are? I sense that you are about to spew some untruth that these fools have planted in your brain. They are the ones unworthy, darling, not you. Let them dwell in your precious brain no longer. Even giving them your energy is too much. They deserve nothing. There are a great many things I wish from you, but I will not allow you to speak ill of yourself. The world is a harsh enough place, and the world beyond this, even more so. If you are to stay within this mortal plane, you have to truly open your eyes to the world around you, to what actually exists, not to the falsely fabricated horror show they wish you to internalize and dwell upon. The world is beautiful, darling. Why else would I come back year after year just to be able to fully experience it, even if only for a few fleeting moments? Really, take a moment to look around you. Even in the cool, damp darkness, there is beauty unrivaled in the next realm. Shall I show you how I see the world with my limited vision, as I have no physical eyes? Let me remove these gloves, and I'll press the pads of my fingers against your temples. Your flesh is so warm. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Good. Now, focus. See the world as I see it. See how everything is muted. Faded, a mere shadow of its former self. Even the sounds around us are softer, muffled behind the veil of unlife I am trapped behind. I fully understand that you are not satisfied with your life as it is, darling. However, there are such wonders around you to behold. If only you could look past what your tormentors place in your path to distract you. You should be warmed by the awe-inspiring sights that surround you, wrapped in them like a comforting blanket. Let me restore your sight and hearing to their proper place. There. Do you truly see now and understand? An embrace? But why? I spared your life when I've had every intention to steal it from you for nearly a year now. What could possibly warrant this sort of reaction from you, when only moments ago I was planning to murder you? For the simple kindness of treating you as a being worthy of love. The world has truly become a darker place since I lost my head. If that's all it takes to bring such joy to your face, darling. All living creatures are worthy of love and affection. Anyone who says otherwise seeks only to control them through deprivation and fear. Love, obsession. There is truly such a fine line between the two. But one cannot simply flip a lever and have such an emotion come into being. Love at first sight? A foolish notion from my experience. Although that experience has largely been in this unlife rather than while I was a true being of the flesh. You feel a warmth in your heart. Yes, you may touch me, although I'm not sure why you should want to. I am but a headless revenant seeking completion and... You rest your palm over my heart. You would like to share that warmth with me. Are you certain you wish to give away such a gift, darling? I can feel the heat pulsing within my chest, almost as if my heart is capable of beating again. What is this? This feeling? Oh, wow. I can... Darling, you've... Somehow through this warmth you've shared, you've given me back my head? Was I going about it wrong all this time? Rather than taking someone's head, I merely needed to capture their heart? Who would have thought the solution was so simple? Well, perhaps not simple. Appealing to the heart of another is no small feat. But darling, could this possibly mean that you... also harbor feelings for me? But you don't find my full form displeasing. In my time, a woman so tall was shunned. Indeed, it seems foolish to judge someone based on a physical factor they have zero control over. Unfortunately, that's entrenched in human nature. But enough of that. Now that I can fully see and smell and feel, may I... have a taste of you, of these lips that I've longed to caress with my own for what feels like an eternity. Darling, perhaps since you've given me back my head, could I, perchance, give you Shall we away into your tent then, darling? I think it may be a bit chilly for you to be exposed out here. Why, yes, I have every intention of exploring every inch of this glorious body of yours. And since you are still mortal, that means I must take great care to see no harm comes to you or this enticing vessel. It certainly is warmer in here than I expected it to be. No matter. That just makes the setting all the more inviting and just right for both of us. My horse? Ah, he shall be fine. I'm certain he's enjoying the rare warmth of the fire. His existence is tied to mine, so he's likely enjoying the surge of sensations and other joys we haven't experienced in quite some time. And thank you again for granting me those with your feelings for me. Now, I simply must remove this armor. His only leather armor, but it still restricts my movement in a way that I do not enjoy. So much better. And now, darling, that isn't something I would have worried about. You are pure, as they say. That is nothing to be ashamed of. And besides, your body is pleasing to me. You may touch me as you wish. Shall I bring your timid hands to my breasts? Feel the way they fill your hands, firm but still soft and pliable beneath your fingers. May I show you how much your body is pleasing to me, my darling? Remove your shirt for me. It's more than warm enough in here that I have no doubts your safety is not compromised. I wish to kiss you, not just your lips, but every inch of this gorgeous frame, the sensitive side of your neck, my my tongue swirling against your pulse. The curve of your collarbone. The swell of your chest directly over this rapidly beating heart. The line down the center that leads to your navel. The solidness of your hips, so perfect to grasp in my hands. I can feel the solid curve of your arousal pressing against my cheek through these trousers. No doubt they grow uncomfortable as you grow. May I touch you? My beautiful boy. Allow me to wrap my fingers around this perfect, pristine member. How could such a pretty cock never have been pleasured by another before? Never touched. Never tasted. Such a tragedy. We'll remedy that now, darling. So hard, yet the skin is so very soft. So delicious. Oh, that little shudder was delightful. Are you enjoying the pleasures I am bestowing upon you, beloved? But of course you are. Your flesh is so very warm. The slight flush to your skin, the blush in your cheeks, irresistible. The rest of these clothes need to come off. I want no barriers to remain between us. Protection. I've removed my armor. What would we need protecting from? Ah, you mean from pregnancy. I may certainly be a creature of the flesh, but this body cannot carry a child. In that regard, I am well and truly dead, darling. No worries. Now, just lay back and relax and allow me to show you depths of ecstasy, the likes of which you never dreamed possible. Mm. Rest your hands on my waist as I slowly sink down all the way onto your cock. The hot, tight wetness slowly engulfing you, pulling you in deeper and deeper until there's no space left between us. Such a perfect fit. It would seem off for me to do anything other than ride such a fine steed, would it not? It would nearly be a crime to not break you in properly, my untamed stallion. Let me rest my hands on your chest to feel your heartbeat beneath my palm. I cannot get enough of how wonderfully warm you feel, darling. Oh, no. There's no need to rush. We've easily got at least the rest of this night to take our time to get to know each other's bodies in every intimate way possible. It's almost like you and your perfect cock were created just for me, my beautiful boy. Oh, my darling. Are you trying to quiet yourself? To suppress your pleasure? No, no. Let me hear that lovely voice of yours. Those breathy little moans. The soft, muttered curses. The desperate growls as I roll my hips at just the right pace to bring your focus to every soaking inch of my cunt as it slides and swallows you. Oh, fuck. You are mine. All mine. No one will ever love you the way I can. Of course not. I could never leave you. Oh, I would never abandon what's mine. Hold tightly to my hips. Oh, I'm so close to that edge of pleasure. And I want to feel your fingertips digging into my flesh, marking me as yours and cementing me in this moment. I want lingering proof that this is real and not just a dream. Ah, yes. Harder. Just like that. Are you close? Please tell me that you are. I don't think I can hold back much longer. Come with me. Yes, please. No. Oh. So hot. Ah, oh, spurting inside of me. Your cock twitching, claiming my insides with your seed. Ah, oh. Yes. Ah. Oh. Oh. Are you all right, darling? Let me lie down beside you and wrap you in my arms. We can cover up with these blankets and catch our breath before getting dressed. Rest your head on my chest and let me run my fingers through your hair. Yes, darling. Can always be like this. To be truthful, while the rutting is enjoyable, this is what I truly crave. This closeness, our skin pressed together, sharing warmth, the soft exhalations of your breath against my chest. My neck. Your eyelids look so heavy, darling. Let's get our clothing back on quickly. I wouldn't want you to catch a chill in the night. There. Much better. Now, lie back down with me. Such a good boy. I love you. You are mine. And I am yours. There's nothing that will take you from me ever again. Rest now, darling. There's much to be done in the morning. Sleep well, my love.